I tried for years to come up with a good elevator pitch on what my research was, and I still haven't come up with one.
That's Dr. Kale Bruner. She's an archaeologist and the interim collections manager at the Museum of the Aleutians.
What I learned in my dissertation is that there's actually very little good stone for making tools available in Unalaska Bay. The rocks just simply aren't here. So what I know now, and that we didn't know before, is that almost all the stone utilized in these sites, and we're talking about, millions of pieces when you consider 9,000 years of known history, and it could go back even further, of course, they're almost all brought in. Now,
Bruner says historically people were picking up things like beach cobblestones on Unalaska's beaches and using them for rudimentary tools, for things like chopping, hammers, and anvils.
Things like that. But when they were making their finer tools, like projectile points or scrapers or drills, they were using stone that was brought from somewhere else.
Bruner says that while her dissertation work has been exciting, it's also brought up more questions than answers.
I agree with him, but I think there was a lot more intention than just happening to find a rock. I think people set out to get what they needed, probably on a pretty predictable schedule. I just haven't been able to discern what that schedule is yet.
Bruner says she's been doing collections and fieldwork consistently with the local museum since 2015. Along with her dissertation work in the Unalaska Bay area, she's helped out with projects in the islands of the Four Mountains and worked as a research affiliate for MoDA as well. During these projects, Bruner says she spent a lot of time just walking along the beaches.
Rocks, literally counting rocks, hundreds, thousands of rocks. And of all the beaches I did in the Unalaska Bay area, my favorite one was Natikin. And it also turned out to be the most interesting one.
Bruner says someone gave her a unique rock from Natikin that drew her to the bay. The rock was unlike any other she'd seen before on the beaches in the area. So, in April of 2018, Bruner spent an entire day pacing the beach at Natikin Bay, doing a systematic study of the rocks there.
I literally walked the beach from one end to the other, stopping every, about 100 paces and drawing a square in the ground, just kind of in the sand, because this is a sand beach for the most part. There's a few cobbles, but not a lot. And then counting the cobbles inside that square to get a sense of how abundant different types of rocks were on that beach.
What she found was that while the type of rock that she was gifted was common in Natikin Bay, it was very uncommon in the surrounding areas. The resulting question, says Bruner, was a natural one, especially in light of her recent dissertation work.
That is, where are these rocks coming from, right?
She discovered that they were emerging through erosion out of the Natikin River or the bay floor from the mountains in the surrounding area. Before she came to that conclusion, she and other archaeologists hadn't considered that people were going inland to find the stones they needed.
So Natikin Beach sort of opened my eyes to that likelihood, and I look forward to having an opportunity to hike up there maybe next summer, see what I can find.
Bruner will be leaving the island soon to head back home to Lawrence, Kansas, where she works for the University of Kansas. And while she doesn't have a permanent home or most of her personal belongings on the island, she says she enjoys taking her time to learn about Unalaska and looks forward to returning.
The thing that I've always loved about archaeology is that it always, as a student, even before I was committed to it as a career, when I was just kind of going through the motions of going to school, archaeology really spoke to me because I got to travel. It was because of the places I got to go to and kind of spend some time literally putting my hands in the dirt, not just traveling through, but spending months at a time really getting to know a place down to the, the smell of the dirt there. And
in Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.